Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rabi'i, the 19th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can check out all of the previous calls for the past year and a half at ou.org/tehillim. That's ou.org/THILLIM. ou.org/tehillim. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzwein of Young Israel Age in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share Divrei Chizuk. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Wein slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achinu. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Wein.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and I want to thank Rabbi Posey and all the OU for giving me this opportunity to share a few words. It's really remarkable the amount of goodness that these calls are bringing into the world, and it's a real honor to participate in it. You know, I wanted to share a quick thought in relating to trust in God, tachan, fear. Especially because now, you know, it's like we're faced with in the country with new mask mandates potentially, and who knows what else coming. People are freaking out. Oh, I don't want to put on a mask. I got a vaccine. I didn't get a vaccine. I didn't want a mask. You know, there's a lot of anxiety that's kind of swelling to the surface, re-swelling to the surface again after a period of relative calm. So the Beis Halevi writes has a beautiful book on betachon, on trust in God. And I'd like to share just a few thoughts based on what he says. One of the things that he identifies is that there's always two concepts that are at play here. One concept is emuna, faith in God, which is basically the understanding that God runs the world in a purposeful way. And then there's betachon, there's trust in God. That would be an internal calmness that one has as the world is swimming around them. And it explains that really emunah is like the tree and betachon is like the fruits. The tree is when I really know that Hashem is running the world in a purposeful way, in a kind way, knowing that God loves me more than I can love my own children, then the fruit of those thoughts are really a sense of calmness and being relaxed, no matter what's swimming around the world, even if it's very turbulent. You know, it's a really remarkable thing that he says, he explains, he bases on certain verses in the Torah, that the real problem is that when people lose their trust in God, lose the emunah, the understanding that God's running the world, and they become afraid. For it is actually the moment they become afraid that they are most susceptible to danger. And his example is that, you know, imagine you're walking on a tree, like a log that's on the ground. You know, maybe in honor of the Olympics, we'll say a high bar, right? You take a high bar, right, one of these gymnastic high bars, you lay it on the ground, and you walk across it. Most every person can walk across that. It's the width of a curb. It's not a big deal. But if you were going to take that tree or high bar and raise it 10 feet in the air and put it across a stream, well, all of a sudden, it becomes a much more difficult task. And the reason it's more difficult is not because it's shrunk in size or the wind is blowing. It became difficult because now people are nervous, like, don't look down, you know? But in reality, it's the same skill. But the fear causes people to make mistakes or to be timid or to say things that they wouldn't say or to do things they wouldn't do. And that's really where the problem comes from. So it's the fear itself that is the real problem, right? You know, nothing to fear but fear itself. So in that vein, you know, one can ask the question, really, what's the purpose here? Why did God include this in the plan? I mean, it's got to be some real positive, practical purpose for fear. So this fellow Rabbi Yehuda Das, he's a Rabbi in Beit in Israel, and he tells the following story. He says that in one of the Israeli wars, they were in a crowded Jerusalem neighborhood, a bomb fell. And when the bomb came in, it actually hit a gas main and caused an enormous explosion. And the fire that was coming out of this gas main was horrific. The fire was shooting out and it was being fed by the gas main. And people really were not only afraid of their lives, they were afraid the entire neighborhood would burn down. And it's Jerusalem, so there's a lot of religious people. People started praying. People started saying, kill them. And all of a sudden, another bomb came and fell in the same neighborhood, very close to the first one, except this time it hit a water main. And the water came out with such a force, it actually extinguished the fire. Okay? Yeah, thank God. So Rudha says, listen, it's clear that God did not want enormous casualties to come from this bomb, or that the neighborhood in Jerusalem would be destroyed. So why cause the first bomb to fall in the first place? And his response was, his thought was that it might be that after the first bomb fell, people were afraid, and that fear caused them to pray, caused them to put their trust in God, caused them to remind themselves that it is truly Hashem who's running the world. And in the merit of those prayers and that trust in God and that reliance on Him, not only did that bring a salvation to that particular situation, but it probably brought salvation to many other potential dangers from the war that were, and other dangers perhaps, that were looming very close at hand. And so just that understanding, the fear is positive, or it can be positive, if we allow it to inspire, if we're inspired to do really what we're going to do in just a few moments, say Tehillim, connect with Hashem, and really aspire to be better people and more in line with Torah. One final thought on this. We have a mitzvah in the Torah that in biblical days, when people would go out to war, certain kinds of wars, the Sagan Kohen, the deputy Kohen Gadol, would stand up and say, hey, anybody who's afraid, go home. Like imagine today's military, right? Oh, by the way, we're going to go to war. If you're afraid, you can go home. Honorable discharge. So the Sefer Chinuch explains, it was a Rishon, 900 years ago. He explains the mitzvahs. He said the reason that would be a particular mitzvah, that in these particular wars, Cohen would exempt anyone who's afraid from battle. The reason for that is because fear is contagious. Emotions are contagious. And if you have someone going to this kind of war and they're afraid to go, they will dishearten people in his company, and the whole army will suffer. But not only is fear contagious, all emotions are contagious. So that means for us, happiness is contagious, confidence is contagious, optimism is contagious, and all of these things can be used to elevate the mood of not only ourselves, but elevate the mood of our families and our communities. And I will just share with you at Young Israel Aish, you know, it's like in Las Vegas here, you know, we take this idea very seriously, because that understanding that it is our job, so to speak, to bring simcha to people's lives, make other people happy, make other people inspire a sense of confidence and enjoyment in life. And so therefore, you know, God willing, you'll come visit us in Las Vegas. And when you do, you'll see it's a very, very happy place. People are taking the mitzvah of encouraging others very, very seriously. And by doing so, it makes the encouragers' lives better, and it makes everyone else's life much, much, much better as well. So with that note, let's take the anxieties that are going on in our society right now, and let's use them as inspiration to daven, put more trust in God, and recognize that as we have more trust in the Almighty, and we make that decision to live with a confidence and a joyfulness, we'll share that with others, and we will elevate other people as well. So with that, I think right now we're going to begin to say a few Prakim of Tehillim. And I'll start off. We're looking at chapter 20. So it's Perek Chaf. Lamateach mizmor le David. Yancha adaynoi b'yom tzara. Yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. Mitzion yisadeko. Yizkor kol minachasecho. Velascha midashem oyselom. Yitem lecha chilvavechom. Vecholatzcha yemelei. Nirananao. Nibishuasechom. Uveshein Eloheinu nigdo. Yemaleg adenoi kol mishalasechom. Ata yadati. Yoshi adenoi. Mishicho yanehu. Mishmei kodshahu. Bigvuros yesha yiminahu. Eile vorechev. Ve'ele vasusim. Vanachnu v'shem adenoi. Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu. Vanachnu komu. V'nis odod. Adenoi hoshia. Hamelech yaneinu. V'yom koreinu. We will now go to Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echsor, b'nos desha yarbiteni, almei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishaved, yanchegini, b'magle tzedek l'man shemo, Gam ki eve bege talmoves, lo ira ra, ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, hema yenahamuni, tarauk lifanai shulchan, neged sorarai, tishanta bashemen rishi, kosi rivaya, ach tov vachesed yudafuni, Kol yamei chayoi, v'shavti v'veis adenoi, li'oreth yomi. We will now go to chapter 121, Perek Kuf Kof Aleph. Shir lamalos esa einai el harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adenoi, osei shomayim v'oret, al yitem lamot raglechom, al yanum shomrecho, hine lo yanum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael, adenoi shomrecho, adenoi tilcho, al yad yiminecho, yomom ha'shemesh, Lo yakeko v'yoreach b'layla Adonai yishmarcho mikol ro yishmor es nashecho Adonai yishmor teitzcho uboecho me'ata v'ad olam. And now we will say chapter Kuf Lamed. Perkuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos minomakim karasicho adenoi. Adenoi shima v'koli yenaz necha kashuvos l'kol tachoninoi. Im avonos tishmor yo adenoi shmi yamod. Ki imcho haslicho L'man tivorei, ki visi adenoi, ki sa nafshi, v'livaro ha'cholti. Nafshi l'adenoi, mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yochel Yisrael el adenoi, im adenoi ha'chesed, v'harbe imo fedus. Bahu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avanasov. I will now say the Mishaber for Cholim, the prayer for sick people. When I get to the appropriate spot, I will pause. And I'd like to ask everyone to please insert the names of the people who need to be inserted in this prayer. Mishaber Chavoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlamo Hu Yivarech V'Rapei Esach Olim. Bavur shanach niten litzdaka bavuram. Bizchor ze hakadosh baruch hu yemalei rachamim aleihem. Lachamam urfuasam. Lachesikam lahayosam. Yishlach lehem meira rafua shlema min ha-shamayim. Besor shachar Yisrael. Rafuas ha-nefesh rafuas ha-guf. Hash babagalav izman kariv. Benomar. Amen. And now I will say the Achenu prayer that illustrates our desire that God protects all of the Jewish people. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anasim b'tzara v'shivyam, haumdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotie mitzara liberham, u'mefala lora, mishivud ligulam, Hashta Bagalav Islam Kareev, Venomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Wein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah, with all of those in need, will be answered, the tova for good, and whatever it is that we may be praying for those who are looking to get married, for those who are hoping to be blessed with healthy children, and have nachas from them, and all those in need of parnasa, success, and a substantive livelihood. May all of our tefillot, whatever they may be, may they all be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.